No, you're good. Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single moment now.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, truly, there is no place like home. The great news is that United Home Care takes care of our older adults and disabled adults in a very skillful fashion with lots of love and compassion. Guess what? Right in the comfort of your own homes. Joining us tonight are two outstanding individuals. We have with us Carlos Martinez, who's the president and CEO of United Home Care. Welcome, Carlos. How are you today?
Rachel, good evening.
Good evening. And also we have Mr. Roger Lopez, who's the Chief Operating Officer of United Home Care. I'm so glad that both of you are here. You are known as the dynamic duo, always trying to do the very, very best along with your amazing team, I might add, and taking care of our older adults right in the comfort of their own homes. So welcome again, my favorite gentlemen. And I want to cover three things. You at the helm as our president and CEO, Carlos Martinez, I want you to share with us all the services that United Home Care provides to all our older adults and disabled adults. I also want to hear all about what you're doing to remedy and alleviate the shortage of workforce for home health care aides. And of course, your fearless, and I mean fearless, advocacy in Tallahassee and everywhere else to make sure that home health aides are recognized, and rightfully so, I might add, as frontline essential workers. How's that, gentlemen?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I would like to start by saying to all our viewers that both Carlos and Roger, my friends, are trailblazers when it comes to home health care. They are known all around the place. Carlos is seen, you know, knocking on doors and trying to make a difference for our older workers. Roger's taking care of the numbers in his office and staff. I mean, you guys are truly trailblazers when it comes to home health care. Congratulations, gentlemen. I am so, so proud of you. I also want to mention, Carlos, that you are the proud recipient of the Monsignor Brian O. Walsh Human Services Professional Award. And that's outstanding. Why? Because of the growth that you have already accomplished at United Home Care. Your diversification, your direction is truly phenomenal. And for that, sir, I congratulate you a billion times.
Well, thank you, Rachel. It's a blessing.
I have so much to say about you. You have also a recipient. You're also a recipient of the South Florida Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You have won the Miguel Cervantes Award. And before coming on, I told you that you are a Renaissance man, Carlos. You know, you're always thinking out of the box 24/7. So I want to applaud you. And Roger, let's talk a little bit about you. You came to the United States back in the 1960s. You were part of the Pedro Pan operation with 14,000 children. And look at you today, the COO, you're a powerhouse influencer. So congratulations for you as well. And both of you, if that's not enough, both of you were recognized by the Lifestyle Media Group as the who's who influenced men for many reasons, for your style, for your business acumen, for your class. I mean, it's truly amazing what you've done. And both of you have also been recognized in the Miami Community Newspaper, Inspiring Health, as tag team in the pandemic. I mean, I can spend hours, and I know, Carlos, you don't like me to brag about you guys, but I have to, because I am so grateful to God that you are in charge, Carlos, of the biggest home health care agency in South Florida. So if I am boasting about you both, I am, and I do it proudly. Viewers, I present to you Carlos and Roger. God bless you.
Wow, that's quite an introduction. Thank you. We're blessed to have a great team of professionals that it's not a one-man show. This is it's a team effort. I'm blessed to have Roger as my wingman. You know, you mentioned Roger being part of the Peter Pan. Just imagine this for your audience. Coming to this country by yourself at the age of 7 and having your mom tell you, don't look back, as the young man, 7 years old, getting on an airplane to come to the great United States.
I can't fathom that. I
say this and I tear up because, you know, today we have children coming to this country at a tender age because, you know, they're fleeing communism or they're fleeing other, you know, issues that forced them to migrate. So Roger has a great story, and his whole life has been a story of success and championing for the underprivileged.
That's beautiful. So that being said, congratulations, Roger, and I'm so glad that you're here with us. So that being said, what would you say, and this I'm going to ask you both this question, we'll start with you, Carlos. What is the biggest attribute that you would say that your employees look up to you as a community leader or even as a boss? What do you think is your biggest attribute, Carlos?
You know, I learned, I'm an accountant by profession. I'm a CPA, and I traveled the world as a professional. I've seen poverty. I've seen richness. But what it really takes to be successful in this business is to have empathy. Empathy for your brother. And if you don't have it, if you're long enough in this industry, it'll grow on you. So that's the number one attribute that I think I've developed throughout the years and has allowed me to be successful.
That's beautiful. And it's wonderful that you should pick such an important word. You know, it doesn't have many letters, that word, but it's such a grandiose Herculean word. And the fact that you are at the helm of United Home Care with over 800 employees. I mean, you know, when you get into a room and you see 30 employees, 40 employees, we're talking about over 800 employees that are under you, Carlos, and Roger as his COO. I mean, to have empathy and to have your employees recognize that you have empathy. And then on top of that, taking care of our older and disabled adults. Wow, you're amazing and God bless you. What about you, Roger? What would you say, what is the most single attribute that your employees look up to you, either as a community leader or even as a boss? Talk to us.
That's a real good question, and it's tough, but mine is similar to Carlos. I call it caring leadership. The people that work with me know that I care about them, know that I care about the company, know that I care about the clients that we serve. And so when they see that through my actions that I care, they know where I stand. And so I think caring leadership, which is, again, a few words, but it means a lot. And when somebody sees that you're genuinely caring about them and wanting to help them and remove obstacles from their way and provide them with a direction, leadership, and resources, I think that's part of making you an effective, good leader.
I love it. Oh my God. Empathy and caring. I love it. Because if you care, you generally love. And if you love, you're going to provide that service that we all need. You know, prior to the show, we were talking about, you know, it's good to get older because the alternative to that, right, Carlos? The alternative to that is, you know what? We don't even want to mention it. So the fact that you guys have dedicated your careers to taking care of older adults, not in a nursing home, not in a hospital, but in the comfort of their homes is truly amazing. And that goes with empathy, which is your best attribute, Carlos, and caring, which is your other best attribute, Roger. So that's beautiful. So Carlos, let's talk to you for a second. Explain to our viewers that missed our first interview a few months ago, you know, what is the mission, if you will, of United Home Care number one? And what are some of the services? Because it's exciting. Talk to us.
Well, that's, you know, our tagline, there's no better place than home. That's what our mission is. Our mission is to ensure that you're able to age in place with grace and dignity and independence. So what are the services that we provide in order for you or your loved one to be able to accomplish that? Well, we have home health, which includes bathing, grooming, shopping assistance, housekeeping, chores, companionship. We also have respite services, which is very key. because a lot of caregivers really get burned out taking care of their loved ones. So they need assistance and somebody to come in so that they can, you know, run their own errands and go out on a Saturday or Sunday, or even have medical procedures on their, for themselves, right? So respite services is something that's very much needed. Then we have meals, home delivered meals. So we can take address your the nutritional needs of the elderly. We also have adult daycare centers that are part of our network. We have assisted living facilities that are part of the network. We have nursing homes that are part of the network. But obviously our approach and our intent is to divert or to prevent or delay institutionalization. So at the end of the day, nursing homes play a purpose in our society, right? There gets to the sometimes there gets to the point in time where it's no longer safe for someone to be at home, and that's when you have to consider nursing home placement. But we try to delay that as much as possible through our comprehensive services.
If well, I may just add to a couple of other services that we also provide is consumable medical supplies. So for the elderly that need incontinence products or nutritional supplements, we provide those and also dual medical equipment. So if they need wheelchairs, they need commodes, canes, things of that nature, we also provide those types of services.
You know, as I hear both of you speak, I'm thinking, and my God, you have created, Carlos, at being at the forefront of this, a one-stop approach. Think about it. For family caregivers at their homes, because not only are you providing all these equipment, like Roger mentioned, medical equipment, and we're going to talk a little bit about home health care aids, but you know, you mentioned very quickly, you mentioned, you know, the basics, you know, you're brushing your teeth or your hair or you know, meals. I mean, that's survival. So I don't know, gentlemen, if you realize, and I'm sure that our viewers are listening very carefully, my friends, United Home Care truly helps older adults live with dignity in their homes and happily, you know, without having to be institutionalized. And you know, we take things for granted, Carlos and Roger. You know, we take things for granted that we can comb our hair, that we can prepare our meals. But as we get older, we probably won't be able to do those things. And there comes in United Home Care. So I am super excited to have you both here today, because I'm sure that a lot of our viewers are understanding what we're saying. And a lot of our viewers, a lot of baby boomers, you know, there's a lot of baby boomers. I'm a baby boomer, guys. Yes, I am. And if you're a baby boomer, yeah, you're a baby boomer too, right? So guys and ladies and gentlemen, contact United Home Care. Get involved. Get involved, because you know what? God willing, we're all going to be older workers and older adults at home. And we're all going to need help. We're all going to need help, because the alternative is, you know what it is. So, Roger, let me ask you this. How did you get involved with United Home Care? And what do you like most about its mission?
I've always been in the healthcare industry. So my entire career has been in the healthcare industry. The first part, about 30 years, was in medical devices and pharmaceuticals. And why did I pick the healthcare industry? I felt that you needed to have a passion for what you do. And I felt that being in the healthcare industry, whether it's in manufacturing or services, I was able to put a little grain back into the community, what I've been so fortunate to get out. So what made me come over to United Home Care was, frankly, I got tired of moving all over the country in manufacturing.
Good.
And I said, I want to continue to be in healthcare. So I went from manufacturing to services. And I met Carlos a number of years back, and I saw a great opportunity to continue to serve humanity. And what better people that we can be serving today, which is the elderly, the one of the most vulnerable populations in our community, which are the elderly. So I saw that not only would I be able to continue my career in what I have a passion for, which is in healthcare, but I was able to do it in such a way that I can connect and I can help, and I can help grow the organization, help grow the individuals within the organization by assisting them in making sure that they provide quality care to our all of our clients. And we're happy to say that 98.3% of the people that we serve them in their home. That's where they want to be serviced at. They don't want to go to an ALF. They don't want to go to a nursing home.
Well, why would they if you guys are providing them with, superlative services at home?
Exactly.
And, you know, you're giving gold. You're giving gold to these family caregivers who don't know where to go. And I understand, Carlos, that you also have a library, a resource library. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that the library was done about 3 years ago, right, about a year before the pandemic started, by Leadership Miami, which is a group of young leaders, up-and-coming young professionals that are part of the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. And they went out and did fundraising. We had a good time, raising money. And we did that through the funding that, the funds that we raised with that group. So it was called Leadership Miami, Group 41.
Yes.
And there's like five cohorts, and it was all in Miami, the group that we were involved with, that helped us. And we actually honored them with the Claude Pepper Award.
Good.
You know, that was really the genesis of another program that we really had to tap into when the pandemic started, which is the United Learn and Work program. So some of the videos and text that we gathered through that program, we were able to expand into the Learn and Work program. So one thing led into another.
I love it. So Carlos and Roger, let's talk a little bit about the challenges, if you will, that you see in the home healthcare industry. And you know, what do we need to do as a community? And also you guys doing as a legislative level, what are you guys doing to help alleviate the home health aides workforce shortage that is so prevalent in the healthcare industry? Talk to us about that. Let's start with you, Carlos.
Okay, good. So listen, COVID has really made us get out of our comfort zone. But the whole dynamic in the workplace has changed significantly because of COVID. But this industry in particular was having issues prior to COVID. But one of the things that has stand out when you ask an employee is that was highlighted by COVID. So one of the industries that was really affected was the hospitality industry, hotels, yes, and restaurants. And people that were in that industry for many years, one of the things is, hey, I've been working in this industry for 25, 30 years. And every time there's a hurricane or every time there's a crisis, the first ones to get to lose their job are the people in the hospitality industry.
It's a true statement.
People are really reluctant to go back into that industry because they're scared to lose their job again and again and again, right? They want some stability in their life. So fortunately, our industry, with the aging population, there's going to be jobs for people that want to enter this field forever, right? Forever. So we bring stability. Where there is instability in the marketplace, we bring stability. The other thing that workers are yearning for is flexibility. You know, people want to be able to go pick up their kids at 3 o'clock when they leave school, right? But they want to have a job, a steady job, sure, where they can count on the hours, but they want to have flexibility to do, you know, things for themselves and to spend some time with the family. So we offer that as well. So we offer two main ingredients that workers are yearning for: stability and flexibility. And Roger,
you know what I'm hearing? You know what I'm hearing, Carlos? Correct me. I mean, I don't mean to interject. Empathy. Remember I asked you earlier, what do you feel that your employees admired most of you about you? And you said empathy, and you're showing empathy. Oh my God, I mean, I've been in the workforce for 39 years. There are many employees are out there like you. There aren't, you know, I don't remember the last time I heard a CEO say, hey, you need to pick up your kid, go. I mean, It's work, work, work 24/7, but you have empathy. And that's what makes United Home Care so fantastic, because anybody that goes and works for you is going to be very happy. Not only are they going to be very happy, they're going to learn a trade that's extremely important and extremely fulfilling, which is the healthcare industry. And you're going to give them that flexibility of taking care of their own family as well. I'm speechless, and you know I'm usually not speechless, but I'm speechless of what you just said. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to take care of our employees. They're the driving force in our business. We wouldn't have a job. Roger and I and our management team are very well aware that we wouldn't have a job. We will be totally irrelevant if it wasn't for the home health aides that are out there in the field every day, taking care of the elderly, right? That's what we're here there for. We're here to support them. We are here to bring in technology and the necessary capital and resources to enhance their work. But the real heroes behind all this are the home health aides that are out there in the field every day.
That's beautiful.
Rachel, Roger, go ahead. What are some of the challenges? So, you know, Carlos has talked about some of what I will call the benefits of being a home health aide. The home health aide industry nationwide has been a challenge all along. Why? Because it's a very low paying position. And so if you look at today's what's happened with COVID, that has exacerbated the situation even more. Why? It's no longer the minimum wage of $10 that we are fighting with. It's the McDonald's of the world that you're paying $12 an hour plus signing bonuses and so forth. And those industries can pass on that cost, you know, to the consumer. We cannot. We have a fixed rate that we need to work with. And that's where Carlos and I have been working diligently with our legislators to help them understand that, listen, this industry, if we don't, the health plans have slots. They want to add more people, and that's great. There's a need to add more people. There's a huge waiting list. But the problem is, if you don't have a resilient network, you're not going to be able to service them. And in order to have a resilient network in our industry, whether you're talking about home health aides in a home health aid industry like we're in, whether you're talking about CNAs in an ALF or in a nursing home, the rate of pay has to come into line with market pay. And in order to do that, what we get reimbursed has to be increased so that we can pay our essential frontline workers the money that they need to earn.
Well, that's what I love about both of you, about you, Roger, and about Carlos, is that not only are you guys, you know, at the forefront of United Home Care, but now you're also advocating for better salaries from your home health aides. I mean, that's amazing. You know, you want to keep your employees happy, and you know that you need home health aides to do their work, to take care of the personal initiatives that the people need in the homes, the older people at the homes. So you have a heart. Again, empathy, caring, lobbying our legislators, and all those legislators that are watching us tonight and that will watch us throughout the week. You know, we are imploring upon you to open up your hearts. You know, we all have had parents, whether they're alive, whether they're not, great grandparents, we're all getting older. Please, when Roger goes, I'm talking to the elected officials right now, when Roger goes and Carlos goes, representing United Home Care, and asking you to please raise the wages of home health aid workers, do it. Do it. Think of your parents, your grandparents, think of your children that eventually are going to get old as well. Help us, because we have a huge shortage, my friends, when it comes to home health aid workers. What do you want to add something, Carlos, to that?
There's also a, you know, immigration policy component to this. I was talking this morning to a legislator about that. So on average, most, if you look at the profile of the home health aides, for the most part, they're female minorities, and a great significant number of them are new immigrants to this country. So whether they come from the Caribbean, Haiti, Cuba, or the islands, or Central or South America, the fact is that they play a key role in doing things, that people have lived here for many years don't want to do, right? So they play a key role in taking care of our disabled and older adults. So that's also part of the solution. And I don't want to get political on this issue.
No, but it's a good idea.
We all play a role. Listen, I'm the son of immigrants that came to this country.
Me too.
and we are, right? To almost extent or another. And we played a key role, right? We educated our children. We were educated ourselves in this beautiful country. We're giving back. We're taxpayers. We're model citizens. And that's what we need, to give other people opportunity to come to this country and really contribute to make our society that much better.
Well, I want to thank both of you for, you know, loving our multicultural communities and embracing our multicultural communities. Roger, let's turn to you. What is United Home Care doing, you as a COO and you know, overseeing HR and everything there? What are you guys doing to retain, actually to recruit and then retain home health aides? Talk to us.
Okay, we've hired a full-time talent acquisition specialist, another job description for a recruiter, which his primary job is to focus on hiring home health aides. So that's what he does, day in and day out. Addition to that, we have come up with a number of creative compensations for our home health aides. For an example, if you work in the weekends, the rate of pay increases by $1.
That's an incentive.
Yes, that is an incentive. Every month we pick the top 10 home health aides that meet the criteria of EVV and number of hours worked, and they get a $250 bonus.
They also go into
what we call like a fishbowl, and every quarter we pull a name out and we give them 40 hours of pay. So we're constantly looking at how we can incentivize. You know, we're holding a picnic coming up on March the 5th, primarily targeted for the home health aides. Yes, it's a company-wide picnic, but Carlos and I, we look around and there's many events that the office staff participates in, but the home health aides cannot. So we now have over 300 people that are participating in this picnic on March the 5th, and over 62% of them are home health aides and their immediate families. So we're constantly looking at what can we do to help them, to motivate them, to compensate them. We're advocating very strongly. We do believe they are frontline essential workers. I'm not sure that the rest of the community sees them as such, and the government sees them as such. If you see them as such, then we are advocating $1,000 bonus, just like the teachers have received it, just like firemen and policemen are going to be receiving. So anything that we can do to let them know that we care. Absolutely. And that we're working hard, you know, to address their number one issue. Their number one issue is really compensation. How can you help me when I talk to them, that they come into the office or I go out into the field? I say, what can I do to help? And they say, what can you do to raise my pay?
I love it. Oh my God. I get chills as I hear you speak about both of you. You know, you the CEO and Carlos, Roger, you're the COO and Carlos the CEO. That's amazing what you're doing for your staff. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of viewers that work in different industries, okay, there's like a million different industries, they're jealous of what you've done, Carlos, at the helm of United Home Care, because that is beautiful. I mean, we're talking about empathy. You go beyond empathy, Carlos. You're amazing. God bless you. I get chills just hearing Roger speak.
That's just scratching the surface. I mean, we have to be constantly innovative and thinking outside the box. You know, one of the things that it's key for us to be competitive is the use of technology, right? And scalability. So, but yeah, we provide, by the way, all of our 850 employees are employees. They're not independent contractors. We don't have one independent contractor. They're all That's employees. Amazing. And by virtue of being employees, we pay them livable wages. We pay them weekly, right? Weekly pay. We provide them with affordable health insurance because Obamacare is the law of the land. And we also make a 401k plan available to them where the company matches 4% of what the worker puts in. So
that's remarkable.
And in addition to that, we treat you as a family. You're not a number to us. You're not just a random member of a company. You are an integral part of our family. And, you know, we say we have 800 employees. I tell people, I don't have 800 employees. I have, on average, 3,500 families, because every employee has a family, right? Two or three or four members of their family that depend on that employee to bring in, you know, food and shelter, right? So, you know, Roger and I are responsible for a large extended family. Then when you add the 4,000 clients that we take care of and their family, okay, we're dealing with over 10,000 people.
Easily.
That what we do touches their lives in one aspect or another.
That's amazing.
Hence my gray hair, right?
Gray hair.
It's a huge
rightfully earned, right?
Yeah, it's a huge responsibility. You know, when COVID came around, you know, my wife, like thousands and millions of other people, were concerned. My wife happened to unfortunately lose her sister to COVID. So obviously she was very concerned about COVID, and she would urge me to stay home and work from home.
And from day
one, I said, no, I can't do that. And my family didn't understand why I would say that, but in honest truth, I cannot, stay in a bunker, right, and dictate orders from a bunker when my 850 home health aides were out in the field taking care of the elderly. So from day one, we made it a point that all of our staff had to work from the office because we were providing moral support to our employees, but most importantly, we were coordinating and providing the protective equipment that the workers needed day in, day out.
So you never had a shutdown at United Home Care? You never had a shutdown?
Not one day. Not one day. That's amazing. Not one day.
That's amazing. You know, a lot of people did shut down.
Overtime. We paid overtime. We paid my son is in the Army. So, you know, they received combat pay for being in the front line. Well, we provided them combat pay for being in the front line.
God bless
you. Be able to motivate them to come out when everything was being closed. I mean, the whole community was shut down completely.
It was.
And there we were. We had a special pass that was, you know, provided to all the workers so that they can get into buildings where the older adults live. And that if they got stopped by the police, they can say, hey, I'm an essential worker. I'm on my way to work, taking care of an older adult, older person. And that's the way we operated.
So proud. You know, as I hear you and Roger speak, I'm sure that a lot of viewers are saying, those that don't have their own businesses are saying, well, I need a boss like Carlos, you know, I need a boss like Roger, you know, because what you just said really touched my heart. The fact that you consider the families, Roger and Carlos, the families of your employees, part of your staff, I have never heard a CEO say that. And I've been around for 39 years in the workforce, and I have never, ever heard, and I want all of you to really internalize what you have just said, Carlos. You know, my friends, he has just said that not only are his employees, you know, employees, but the families of his employees are also part of United Home Care. Wow. That's all I have to say. I mean, God bless you and congratulations on not shutting down United Home Care because of your work, your leadership, Carlos, and you as a COO, Roger. You know, our older adults were taken care of. And you know, they're afraid, just like, you know, we are. Older adults are afraid to stay home alone. And the fact that you can afford to send home health aides to their homes to take care of their personal, you know, lifestyle, their hair, their teeth, the bed, the meals, the equipment that Roger mentioned. I mean, that is truly beyond marvelous. Talking about that, Carlos, I'd like to ask you, talk to us a little bit about your fearless advocacy efforts to try to get the home health aides recognized and rightfully recognized as frontline essential workers. Talk to us.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, my wife is a school teacher, and twice now she's received a bonus of $1,000, and obviously we're very happy with that. We thank the governor for that recognition. Likewise, you know, policemen and firemen and some healthcare workers have also been recognized as essential frontline workers. But, you know, unfortunately, we haven't seen that trickle down to home health worker. And that's what Roger and I were constantly going to Tallahassee. We're constantly talking to legislators from both sides of the House, Republicans and Democrats. To get them recognized. They really, really, really deserve a bonus and a recognition. I know the governor is working on that, but I urge the governor to please, you know, this is the second year. We've been dealing with COVID now for 2 years, right?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you're a day late, dollar short. We want to be that, right? We want to make sure that home health aides are recognized right now. We've been facing with this crisis for 2 years, and they deserve a break. They deserve recognition. So we're constantly, you know, preaching that up in Tallahassee.
We appreciate it. As family caregivers, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing. And I'm sure that all of viewers that are watching tonight, and of course, all our podcast listeners as well. I mean, what you're doing as a dynamic duo, Carlos Martinez as the president and CEO of United Home Care, Roger Lopez as the COO of United Home Care, you know, there aren't enough words in the dictionary to thank you what you're doing. And thank you for protecting our home health aides the way you're protecting them. Is there a particular website that you want to mention? Is there a particular website that you want to mention so people can even look more into what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so you can follow us on, you know, social media. Our website is www.unitedhomecare.com. And also, if you're interested in entering the field of home health, we have a phenomenal program that there's no cash outlay on the part of the participant. It's called the United Learn and Work Program. It's two phases. You have the, you know, the traditional classroom learning for a week, and then followed by supervised work. But you know, we train you, and we hire you, and we give you what you're yearning for: stability and flexibility, and a good, you know, paying job. We've been around for 50 years, so you're working for a solid organization that has empathy and cares about you and your family and your loved one. Come join us, be part of our big family.
I love it. Thank you so much, Carlos. Roger, I want to ask you about the amazing annual Claude Pepper Awards Gala. And this year is going to be an amazing luncheon on May 12th. Talk to us about the mission of this luncheon. Tell us.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel, for bringing that up. I'm just going to read to you something because there's a lot of people who don't know who Claude Pepper is. And he was an amazing man. And I didn't want to try to memorize, you know, what Claude Pepper was all about.
Oh, our viewers love you. Go ahead.
We have a very small, as part of our Claude Pepper Award, this is who Claude Pepper was and is, because we honor him and we honor all the leadership for different awards in his name. Throughout his 60-year career of public service at the local, state, and national level, Senator Claude Pepper fought for the rights and the welfare of the elderly and the poor. He understood that health care in the home and community was indispensable to the well-being of older Americans and worked tirelessly towards improvements in these and other services until his death in 1989. Okay. So that's who Claude Pepper was. A lot of people, I guarantee you that if you ask somebody in college today or even in high school who Claude Pepper is, they don't have the slightest idea. But he was an amazing man who cared about the community, who cared about the elderly, and that fits right in with our mission. That fits in who we are, who we serve. So hence, in his name, we carry that tradition.
What did he say? You don't fall off the bicycle unless you stop pedaling? Something like that?
Right. Yeah.
Want to add anything, Carlos?
Absolutely. You know, listen, we have in this country various initiatives that Claude Pepper championed. And because of that, we're able to tap into services when we get older. So we have the Older Americans Act, which is a federal program that's not means tested. That means that, you know, it's not based on your income for you to qualify. As long as you're 60 years or older, you qualify for services and meals, so on and so forth. So that's one program that Claude Pepper championed among many programs. But the other program that he championed that was very instrumental was the Medicaid Act. Medicaid offers the safety net not only to older adults, but also to families and children that enter poverty for whatever reason or may need to tap into that safety net on a short-term basis. But that's who Claude Pepper was, a champion for the underserved, a champion for the disabled, a champion for older adults, a champion for all Americans.
I love it.
And we're lucky that he was a Floridian. So,
great senator.
Great senator, great individual. And we're honored to be part of the Claude Pepper legacy.
Absolutely. And what I love about you, Carlos and Roger and Alina, big shout out to Alina Palenzuela. And to Ms. Ceballos, Blanca Ceballos as well. You have an amazing team. To Carmen, your technology person, Abel, all of you guys are fantastic. What I love about what you do with this amazing luncheon that you're about to have on May 12th is that you honor people that are giving back to our community, especially to your industry, which is home healthcare industry, philanthropists, people in different industries, and you recognize them because they're taking their time and also their funds to help support older adults. Talk to us about that and how you feel about that, because this is your brainchild.
Yeah, so we honor people that have contributed to make South Florida a better place to live and a better place to live for older adults. So, you know, some are champion and are recognized. Others are not as well recognized. They do a lot of work behind the scenes, or they're philanthropists. We have families that, you know, foundations that have been involved shaping our community. One to mention is the Milton family that we're so grateful for. And
big shout out to Anna Vega Milton.
Anna Milton family. and the whole Milton family.
Yes.
You know, they donated $10 million for the Jackson Hospital here in Doral. Beautiful facility here in Doral, which is in the central region of Miami-Dade.
And just the thought of what she's done and what her family's done with the foundation, Cecil, her husband, her kids, just the thought of donating that money is amazing. You know, and the fact that she did it, and because of that, we have this great hospital now, Jackson West, you know, on the Jackson Health System, called after the Jose Milton Foundation, is truly remarkable. And I know that she speaks volumes of you, Carlos and Roger, and what you're doing at United Home Care at the forefront, helping our older and disabled adults. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I could be here for hours with both of you. We want to invite you back and I'm putting Richard Turgeman. But of course, I want you to do a call to action. Anything that you want our community to do, now's the time to do it. And I'd like to start with you, Carlos. What is your call to action to all our viewers tonight?
Well, join us in our efforts to, write, call your legislative representative, both federal and state, and say that you really want for home health aides to be recognized as essential frontline workers, and that we need to find ways and solutions to increase the pay of the people that are taking care of our own.
Thank you so much, Carlos. And I know that you, again, should be redundant at the forefront of United Home Care. It's going to happen. You will not rest until you get them more money and you get them recognized as frontline essential workers. And for that, we love you on behalf of the millions of people that live here in Dade County and all across the world, because we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube, and we're on 12 podcasts. People are listening. And again, to our elected officials, please get these home health aid workers more money and let's recognize them, as Carlos is fighting so much along with Roger and the entire team to make them frontline essential workers. Your call to action, Roger.
My call to action is please, for the audience, reach out to your companies and join us at the Claude Pepper event this May the 12th. Sponsor, be a sponsor of this great event and experience what the recipients of these awards have brought to their community. So for those that are listening, for those who are decision makers, for those who can make decision makers make decisions, please join us and be a sponsor of the Claude Pepper Thursday, May the 12th event at the Pullman Hotel.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, gentlemen. No wonder you're called a dynamic duo, making a huge difference in the lives of our older adults and disabled adults. Thank you for taking care of them. Carlos, you set the standard for your 850 plus employees. And now I know the families are part of your family and then the older adults family part. So you're amazing. I mean, as you can see, I've internalized everything you said here tonight, and you too, Roger. Our viewers appreciate you. Thank you both for loving our older adults and disabled adults with so much compassion. I mean, I don't have enough words to tell you how grateful I am to you, and all of you are to you, for taking care of our older adults. Keep on trucking. You will get more money for our frontline essential workers. You will get them recognized, the home aides, as the frontline essential workers. God bless you both. And we look forward to having you back right here and On Point with Rachel Turgeman.
Thank you, Rachel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. The same to you. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel, On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. God bless you all. You heard Carlos Martinez, the president and CEO of United Home Care, and Roger Lopez, the COO. Give back to our community. Lobby with them. Our home health aides have to become essential frontline workers. Thank you so much. We love you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
No, you're good.